This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS foodie chap at Poppy's Oysterette. Chef Melissa Perfitt. How are you, Chef?
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. My nose led me here. It led me to the oyster bar where there's good oysters, there are good brews. Question I always begin with, what are we drinking?
Well, I don't drink beer, but the Marina Blonde is really popular.
Yeah. So I have in my hand a Marina Blonde. Yes. Oh, gosh. That's good.
And I have in my hand a Muscadet, because I think that goes the best with all oysters, super dry, minerally, just the best seafood wine there is.
Well, Chef, Poppy's Oysterette. Firstly, the name. What's behind the name Poppy's Oysterette?
So, a business partner, his dad was a sea captain, and his daughter called her grandfather Poppy. So we thought it was fitting to name it after him, Poppy.
Would this be Mike or Joe?
Mike's dad. Sorry, Joe's dad.
Joe's dad. Who?
Who are those guys?
Props to Mike. Mike and Joe are friends, without whom there would be no Poppies. What's on the menu here at Poppy's Oysterette? What's it all about?
So the original idea was, you know, there's not enough seafood restaurants in San Francisco, A. And B, there's nothing really in the marina that focuses on seafood. I live near Swans. I love Swans. I go there a lot. Got married there.
Wait, stop. You got married at Swan Oyster Depot. Well, just wait for the... It's the marina. It's what happens on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So you got married at Swans.
Yeah, so the pandemic shut down my wedding, and the guys there were nice enough to be like, you know, we're still doing to go. You could just get married in here. Unfortunately for them, they still get calls for people to get married in there. They're like, no, we don't actually do that.
Yeah, it was just a one-off. Can we give the guy a name check? Your guy, your husband.
Oh, my guy, yeah.
You know, the guy you married that
day? Yeah, that guy. His name is Logan. He's the chef at Del Popolo, also an amazing restaurant. So.
Well, congratulations to you and Logan. You got a ring on it? Yeah, well done, Logan. Yeah. Oh, hello. Good, lots of big rock. How long have you been married now?
What is it now? Well, almost 4 years.
Well, congratulations, Chef.
And then the rest, I guess, you know, it's like, I love Swans. Joe and Mike really love Anchor Oyster Bar, and we kind of like had our heads there. We're like, why don't we make something cool like that in the marina. So that's where the idea came from.
Well, that's what you're doing. The menu here, joy of joys. I love my seafood. There's nothing on this menu I do not love. Let's talk oysters firstly, from nearby and from further afar.
Yeah, so I started the menu. I always, even at Bar Crudo, where I was a chef for years, I got Drake's Bay Oyster Company. They moved down to this really cold cove in Baja. It's really cool. And they deliver direct. They're delicious. So I wanted to bring them along. Obviously, Hog Island, everybody loves. So I brought them in. And then recently, Tamales Bay Oyster Company brought me some amazing oysters fresh out of the water. So I brought them on. And I've replaced most of, like, the ones that aren't from nearby with local oysters, because they just, they're, you know, you can tell the difference when they pull them out of the oyster, pull them out of the water,
yeah,
and drop them. And then I just wanted to get something, you know, something a little sweeter, plumper, or deeper cup, which are the Cushies from British Columbia.
Also love those. Cushies. They are sweeter.
Yeah.
Scrumptious. They're all scrumptious. I love your presentation tonight. Mm-hmm. Enjoying the oysters, the raw oysters, but they come with three special little things in little special little cups. Talk us through the mignonette and what else you serve.
So, I mean, I love mignonette the most, but I wanted to do something a little different. A classic mignonette is like red wine, vinegar, and shallots. You know, Hog Island has a really good one they call Hogwash. But I always... randomly, I like on my oysters to squeeze lime and crack black pepper. So my idea was to make a mignonette that's reminiscent of that. So it has lime zest, lime, black pepper. The cocktail sauce, honestly, is just something I learned years and years at Bar Crudo. Just is like spicy, and you know, it's not just ketchup. It's delicious. And then I wanted to add something a little just fun on the side, and yuzu tobiko is great. You know, it's flying fish roe, but it's flavored with yuzu. It has this nice little crunchy pop to it. It's kind of something different that people have never seen. So I think it's a fun little addition.
Yeah, I loved all three. Oysters, I'm assuming if you come here during happy hour, there may be some kind of special.
Yeah, so Monday through Friday, we have a special on our grilled oysters. Not the ones that are in the menu. We have a special, like, barbecue oyster, grilled oyster, for Monday through Friday, that are cheaper. And then if you come on Tuesdays, we have $2 oysters all day long, which I think people don't really know much about.
Did you say $2 oysters?
Yeah, all day long. It's not like don't line up at 5. Yeah. Like just come by on Tuesday. Have a $2 oyster.
And you open at what time?
11:30.
Come by Tuesday. Yeah. $2 oysters all day. The menu divided into different sections. If you want to go big, you're going to have the platter. Tell me about Poppy's platter.
Yeah, so Poppy's platter, you get kind of a mix of everything. You get oysters. You get little neck clams on the half shell. Marinated mussels, which is something we just do here. And then shrimp and trout roe. Oh, no, what's on this platter?
Don't forget the trout roe.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get the sauces we already discussed, plus trout roe from Caviar Company, which is delicious, just to kind of like mix and match, like choose your own adventure kind of thing.
And they're your neighbors.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I forget to order, I have to, like, sulk my way up the block, and I'm sorry, I need some.
Can I have some more caviar, yeah, please? Let's talk snacks. I'm sorry, but I went straight for the Old Bay popcorn shrimp.
Yeah,
yum.
Yeah, that's a new one. So it was just kind of, like, something I've always wanted to do, and,
yeah, we love it.
Yeah, it's good. It's crunchy. It's delicious. It's just kind of like a little snacky, little bit of Old Bay. And it kind of reminds me, my mom lives in Maryland. Reminds me of like kind of that East Coast, like blue crab kind of thing with the
Old Bay. And also Old Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in everyone's cupboard.
Right.
Anyone who lives in any part, especially the East Coast, and they enjoy seafood.
Right.
Old boys. Old boys, Bay.
Yeah.
Old boys are in the cupboard with the Old Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Onto the salads, crab Louie.
I mean, when I go to Swan's, I get a crab Louie. I love a crab Louie. We also, off menu, if you want a shrimp Louie, we can make you a shrimp Louie. No big deal. But, you know, it was just kind of like keep it classic and simple. I had a previous restaurant that had the crab louie on it, and I just wanted to make it, like, you know, a little more classy. Take away the iceberg lettuce. Had some nice red leaf butter lettuce, a little soft egg, and some avocado. And then we make our own louie sauce.
It's a lovely portion and lots of crab.
Yeah.
You did not skimp on the crab.
Good. Oh, not trying to.
You know, as we work on down here, the Sandos, you got your Dungeness crab roll, your shrimp roll, your poppy burger. So yeah. If you don't want something fishy, you want to go burger, tell me about the poppy burger.
Yeah, new addition as well. When you think about it, I see that people veer away because somebody in their group doesn't have something to eat. And you know what? I get tired of seafood too. I might want a burger. And every time I make the burger, I'm like, delicious. This looks so good.
So glad I put this on the menu.
Yeah, it's really basic, you know, it's a basic kind of smash burger idea. We put a little louie dressing on there just to, you know, match it up. But it's been really popular, and I'm excited people are into it, and it's not an outlier. It's kind of became part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the hot section, I'll have to come back for the fish and chips, for the manila clams, the clam chowder, the green cioppino, and the steamed mussels.
Yeah, many visits.
Tonight I had the gumbo.
Yeah, so again, a new addition. You picked a lot of gumbo I made at another restaurant as well. It was New Orleans style southern food. So it was nice to kind of like revisit that. And
what makes a great gumbo?
I think it's funny because it's like a lot of these recipes, you know, I turned into a big time chef and I grammed everything out. And then when I went to the gumbo, I was like, you kind of can't do that. You just have to feel it. You know, you have to make sure that the roux is right and feel that, and then the ingredients are right. And then we always make this shellfish stock that I've made since hard water days, and it's the same. So I was like, well, that's easy, we got that. And you know, it's about tasting it and about kind of just giving it love. And you know,
it was a hug of love. The gumbo was indeed a hug of love. You know, if you want to come here, obviously you're coming here for the great food. If you want to come here for the brews and the wine, you have a lovely selection too.
Yeah, for sure. We have to keep it tight because it's such a small restaurant. And but I think what we focused on, what we picked, really kind of like hits everybody's. You know, they're satisfied with what we have. And
so you took a journey to the Loire Valley with your Muscadet. Mm-hmm. I went local with my Marina Blonde, my beer. But if you want other things too, if you want to go rosé, you can go to France or take a trip to Portugal for your reds.
That Vino Verde rosé, people just love it. It's like it's light, it's a little slightly sparkling. When it's hot out here, people just wreck through some bottles of that. And it's, you know, it's on the cheaper side, and it's delicious.
Why order a glass when you can get a bottle?
Yeah, exactly.
For those who've not been to, Poppy's Oyster Inn, why should they come?
I think they should come because it's, you know, the food is really good. I mean, that's me saying that. But, you know, the atmosphere is great. It's laid back, but you get, like, you know, you're satisfied. And I think a lot of people have this idea, at least from what I hear from people walking by or people talking to me, they're like, oh, I don't like oysters, so I don't need to go. But I, you know, I want people to know that there's plenty of things on the menu, like the fish and chips, the crab roll, there's chowder that people love. You know, now there's a burger. So it's, you know, and I did like a chicken wing special the other day. I'm not stuck just on seafood. So I think there's something for everybody, you know.
Well, listen, you've brought... Many people love Swan Oyster. They love Hong Island.
Yeah.
Here in the marina, you're serving all those goodies, your seafood, from your oysters to your fish and chips. You even have a burger on the menu. Great brews, great wines. So, friends, do yourself a favor. Get on down here before I leave you.
Yeah.
Crab season. What do you love about it? It's upon us here. What do you love about Dungeness crab, and what excites you about the crab we get from the waters here around the bay?
Yeah, so I mean, I always like to tell people, I have no problem, like, Washington has good crab and we don't have crab, but it's like a very exciting time when we can actually just get it from local waters and it's less expensive. I don't have to charge people so much. And it's just, it feels more like home, right? And it's like, we can reach far and wide and get delicious live Dungeness crab, but when it's here, like, I feel like it's just like a good feeling. Everybody is excited. It's like a little bit of a frenzy, you know? So I'm excited about it. I think once the weather clears up, it's going to be in a plethora.
And what do you love most about Dungeness crab?
You know what I love the most is when they come in really crazy and we're trying to cook them. There was one time at Hog Island where I turned my back for a minute. They had all come out of the box and they were running around the restaurant and me and the dishwasher were chasing them everywhere.
Dungeness gone wild.
Yeah, exactly. So good for them. They almost escaped back to the bay, you know? I love those guys.
And Chef, just because we had a little bit of noise when I asked the question earlier, yeah. One last time, Poppy's Oysterette in the Marina, San Francisco. Why should people come?
I think because it's going to be a staple, I believe, like other, you know, like Hog Island. And, well, we have 100 years to catch up with swans. But, you know, I'm not trying to pull any wool over anybody's head. The seafood is fresh. It's a small place. We're friendly. It's fun. And, you know, it's just a good time. It's that, you know, you'll feel good when you leave.
You'll leave with a happy tummy.
Yeah.
Chef Melissa, thank you so very much. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come one, come all. Your oysters, your fish and chips, your gumbo, your crab Louis salad, all the classics, all the favorites, some with a little bit of a twist.
Yeah. Chowder.
I didn't mention the chowder.
You missed the chowder. You have to come back.
Oh, my gosh. And Mikey likes it, so you got to mention it.
Yeah, I did like 12 different tries until Mikey liked it, so.
Well, I'll come back for the chowder. Friends, more on Poppy's Oysterette. More in their story, more about Chef Melissa, you'll find it at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. More oysters, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.